Right, Rabosai, let's take a look on Daf Mem Gimel at the sugya for today in Masechta Brachos. The Gemara is going to talk about Birchas Reach. If you smell something, you have to make a bracha. And the Gemara says, which you'll see on Mem Gimel Amid Beis, it's the second source on your first page, about five lines up before the end of that second source. Omar Amar Zutra Bar Tuvia Marav Minayin Shemivarchim Al Reach. And the Gemara is looking for a source for the Chiv to make a bracha on Reach. And the Gemara answers Shenemar Kol Haneshama Tahal Ka, which is a pasuk in Tillim, and the Gemara says the following: Ezu davar shaneshama nenes mimenu v'ein haguf nena mimenu havi omer zeh reach. So we want to study first and foremost is a tzlach. Now the tzlach was authored by the same author of the Noda B'Yehuda. His name was Landau, Rabbi Yecheskel Landau. And you're going to see his chiddush here on the bottom of your page 2, on the left side. Now, in order to appreciate his question, he tells us to go back to the beginning of the perek, Ketzad Mevarchim, which you'll see is the last source of page 1. And the Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan, Asu lo li Adam, Shehenu min olam hazeh b'lo bracha, Kolanenu min olam hazeh b'lo bracha mo'al. So we've spoken about this many times in the past, Lashem Aretz u'Meloa, everything in the world belongs to Hegdesh, you can't benefit from it without a bracha. And the Noda B'Yehuda now sends us to Gemara on Daf Mem Gimel Amid Alf. You'll see this on the top of page 1. It's the first source that you have. And the Gemara talks about Mugmaros. Mugmaros is incense. And what brach do you make on Mugmar? If you take a look at the Gemara, it says, Omer Abzeira, Omer Rabba Bar Yirmiyah, Memesai Mevorchim Al Reach, Mishetale Timroso. So we're talking about Mugmar, and what happens is that after you burn the incense, the smoke, there's like a pillar of smoke that goes up, and if you smell and enjoy the benefit of that pillar of smoke, then you have to make a bracha. What bracha do you make? So if you fast forward a little bit on Daf Mem Gimel, Amar Ziri, Kol HaMugmaros Mevarchan Aleim Borei Atzei Besamim. So we have a bracha Borei Atzei Besamim. Now let's take a look at Rashi on the top right. Reach Shel Mugmar Tmuraso Timraso. Kitar is that pillar of smoke that goes up, the smokestack, ha'ashan of smoke. Shemitamer viola. He takes the word timroso, which is a noun, and he turns it into a verb. Shemitamer viola. Now, let's fast forward to the next Rashi, Mevarchan Allah, Aleim Borei Atzei Besamim. And Rashi says that there's a chiddush here. Why? Because the bracha is on atzei besamim, meaning on the eitz itself. So Rashi says, v'afal pishin nisraf. At what point do you have the pillar of smoke that goes up from this incense? It's only after the bark or the tree, whatever it was, the branch, was nisraf, was burnt. V'eino be'en. It no longer exists. It's not tangible anymore. Elishatibur Ola. So you see from Rashi a big chiddush, and this is going to incur the wrath of the Ritva, but anyway, Rashi holds that you can make a bracha on Borei Atzei Besamim, even though there are no Atzei Besamim. I mean, there once were Atzei Besamim, but they went up in smoke. So you can make a bracha on the Timur, even though the Eitzim on Nisraf, the Eino Be'en. If you look at Tosis Divra Maskil Kol HaMugmaros, he says, Afal Pishen Nisrafu V'ein HaEitzim V'ein Atzei HaBesamim Be'en. So both Rashi and Tosis have this big chiddush that we will recite a bracha of Borei Atzei Besamim even though the Eitzim have been burnt and they're no longer Be'en. But we can make a bracha on the Timur that's Ole from the incense. Now, this is according to Rashi and Tosafot, but the Ritva, which you'll see on page 2, and it's your bottom right, says the Ritva, what does it mean, Mishatala Timroso? It means, Mishkeman Shehischil, or Taschil Latamer. It's not at the point where the pillar of smoke is complete. It's at the beginning of the process where there's smoke coming out of the incense. But v'dafka bi'od she'ikro kayam. The word ikro here means the eights. The eights still has to be tangible. Be'en. Kayam. Aval yachash she'ikro kola. Another word for kola means, which is literally consumed, means it's burnt. Leka bracha berecho. Kevin de'en lo ikar. So the Dvas says that in order to make a bracha on reach, you need ikar. You need that the eitzim be there. You'll take a look in the footnote number 516. He quotes the Ra'ah. And the Ritva accepts the Ra'ah, the aim of Varchem Atzi Besomim, Rakish Eitzo Adayin Kayam. Once the Eitz is already Nisraf, the Bracha is burnt together with it. Everything goes up in smoke, including the Bracha. So we have a very fundamental machlokes between Rashi and Tosis on the one hand, and the Ra'ah and the Ritva on the other hand. Can I make a bracha on reach she'ein bo ikar? In other words, the ikar, the eights in themselves are burnt. Rashi and Tos say yes. You make a bracha on the timra. And the Ra'ah and the Ritva say no. You can only make a bracha on a davar she'esh lo ikar. So you have to make the bracha b'tchilas timraso. Yes.
Just a quick question. Is it... the question on the lashon of the bracha? In other words, would the Ritva say if we formulated the bracha which didn't use the term Atzei Besamim or something of that thing, then maybe we would be able to make a bracha? It's only the lashon that's the problem? Or is it the whole concept that there has to be something there?
I think what the Ritva is saying is that a bracha has to be on something. You know, let's say you make a bar priya, it's on an apple. If the apple is gone, how are you going to make a bracha on it?
Okay.
That's what I'm thinking. Again, we're going to get into this a little later, Joe. Your question is you're anticipating a lot of what we want to discuss today, Mirtz Hashem, but just to sort of respond directly to your question, we need that you're being nene from an object. If you're being nene from the object, then you can make the bracha. So you thank Hashem for the object, and you're getting the hanor from the object. If there's no object, then you can't make a bracha on the object. So there's no such thing as a bracha on hanah. It's hanah from an object. And that object was created by God. We thank God for creating that object. If the object is gone, fine. Okay, what's bothering the tzlach? If you take a look at the bottom left, he says the following. Minayin shemavarch mala reach. He says that don't think that the Gemara is looking for a doraisa. It's only an asmachta. And he says, "Ain't shum bracha mi birchas hanenim doraisa chutz mi birchas hamozon." Ulektzas poskim gam bracha mein shalosh. Avol shar brachas hei midrabbanon. Ukvar omru bereish pirkin lamed heyam and olive shesvarahu. What's the logic that compels us to say that you have to make a birchas hanenim? Sha'asul enos menol mazeb lo brachvim kain. Here's where the tzlach is confused. Came on shegam mireach nene mimenu. He's benefiting from the reach of the eitzim. Is mehechet tesi yishtana mishar hanos? Why did the Gemara ask the question? Minayin shebevorchem al reach. When it comes to all other hanos, when you take an apple and you eat an apple, the Gemara says we have the svar, you're not allowed to enjoy the benefits of this world, the hano, without a bracha. Let's apply that to reach. Is there any reason why we shouldn't apply that to reach? I want to get hano from the atzei b'samim. He's called ananim and olam hazeb lo bracha kilu ma. Why does the Gemara feel compelled to come up with a new source? Minayin. We need a source, call it an asmachta, but call it a source for the bracha on reach. Kol anenim and olam hazeb lo bracha ki uma. Now I thought that maybe the answer to this question is that the Gemara is looking for a source for reach because reach is a hana, not for the guf, but for the neshama. But at this point, I don't think the tzlach understands it that way. When the Gemara quotes the pasuk, "Kol aneshamish tehal ka," which generates a bracha tehal ka on reach, the Gemara uses the svara of haneshamah nenes mimenu in order to appreciate that this pasuk is referring to hanos reach. But when the Gemara says that ein aguf nena mimeno, the slach doesn't mean that the guf is not nena mimeno. It means that the guf, the primary hanah, is the hanas ha neshama. But to say that the guf, the physical body, is not nena mimeno, that's not possible. So therefore, if we assume that there's hanah in reach, why does the Gemara have to search for a source for Hanos Reach? Why not just place Reach into all the Hanos, you know, the general group of Hanos, and apply the Svara of Asul Lehenos Min Olam Hazeb Lo Bracha? What fascinates me is the answer of the Tzlach. The kasha the tzlach, mela. I don't know. I think I could survive the kasha the tzlach. I'm not sure if hanos reach is exactly the same as hanos achila and shesia. It's a much more abstract kind of hanos. So I need an asmachta. That wouldn't. But the fascinating is the chap of the answer. The answer is so original. He says venira. Dibereish perke shaninu tana rabbanan asul alon lehesved ola b'lo bracha v'kal anenim and ola matzeh b'lo bracha ma. In other words, this isur of asul lehenos min ola matzeh b'lo bracha is an isur me'ila, and therefore we're bound by the scope of me'ila. When me'ila would apply in Hegdesh, then the isur hanah would apply in Hejot, in Chulin. But if I have a limitation in the Isur Me'ila, and X is excluded from the Isur Me'ila, so Memela, X will be excluded from the Isur of Hanah B'lo Bracha. Why? Because the Isur Hanah B'lo Bracha is in Isur Me'ila. And then he says, Vayrei Kaimala, now we want to open up a Gemara Psachim. The kol umara v'reach ain't behem nishum me'ila. There is no me'ila on kol mara v'reach, and we're interested in reach. Which means the following, that when you violate the Issa Me'ilah, you take something away from Hegdesh. For example, Me'ilah is like Gzela. Gzela means I take something that belongs to you. In Hegdesh, if I take something from Hegdesh, by virtue of taking it away, that Gzela is called Me'ilah. But in Reach, like Kol Umara, I don't take anything from Hegdesh. I enjoy Hegdesh. I enjoy the sounds of Hegdesh, the music of the Levihim. I enjoy the Mara of the Meis HaMikdash, a beautiful, beautiful structure. I enjoy the smell of the Reach that comes from the, you know, the Haktoras Haktores. But I don't take anything away from Hegdesh. So we have a principle. Ayin Psochim Chavav. Kol V'mara V'reach Ein Bo Mishamila B'meila. If we assume that the Yisra HaNoah that generates a bracha is midin me'ila, and if I assume that reach is not included in me'ila, me'ila, there's no issue to be nene from reach because it's not me'ila. A brilliant chap of the tzlach. So basically what the tzlach is doing for us is he's taking two gemaras and he's deriving two different premises. And as a result of those two premises, we understand why the Gemara asks Minayin. Premise number one is that the nature of Birchas Hanenim is the Issa Me'ilah. Premise number two is that the Issa Me'ilah doesn't apply to Reach. No, if the Issa HaNoah below Bracha, which generates a Bracha, is Me'ilah, and there's no Me'ilah in Reach, is Me'ilah, there's no Bracha in Reach. Until the Gemara found a Pasuk. And the Pasuk says, that there's a separate category called Tahalel Ka with regard to the Neshama. The Neshama is a reference here to the to Reach, to Anoas Reach. So that it comes out according to the Tzlach that there are really two different categories of brachas. Even within Nenin, there's a Birchas HaNenim which is Asur V'Toras Me'ilah, and then there's a Birchas HaNenim where there is no Isur Me'ilah. But the Torah says, Kol HaNeshama Tahal Ka. It's a separate category. That's what comes out according to the Tzlach. This is what I call a brisket Tzvei Dinin. They're mamish two different categories. Because Kol Mara V'Reach Ein Bo Mishum Me'ilah. There's one major problem with the Tzlach. And this problem was raised in our generation, so to speak. I don't mean my generation, but I mean in our century, the 20th century, by the Avnei Nezer, the Sukkot Shavuot. So for this, I want you to take a look on page 3. And it's smack in the middle of page 3. He says, he says the following. Mashakosav Ruma Loso De Bracha Hu Iser Heftza Mishum Meila Vehvi Raya Minayin Libero, right from the Gemara of Meila. And he says the following. Midorva Rav Minayin Shebevor Chamal Reach Mazu She'ela. What kind of question is this? Hello, Klola, Kyle, Osel, Enos, Miola, Mazeb, Lo, Brocha. El Al Korcha, Te Isa, Mishum, Me'ila, V'Reach, Embo, Mishum, Me'ila. Basically, he has a very short, concise summary here of the Tzlach. Hine, Zeo, Lefima, Desalke, Daitach, Tashas, Me'ikara. He says, if you read the sugya carefully in Pesachim, the Gemara has a hamamina that there's no me'ila by reach. Aval maskonas hashas Pesachim daf chavav, the very same sugya is kol v'mara ein bo mishum me'ila, but reach yesh bo mishum me'ila. So the Gemara takes reach out of the bag. In reach, he actually takes something from Hegdesh, as opposed to kol v'mara, and yesh bo mishum me'ila. So there is Me'ilah on Reach.
Why? Sorry, how does he understand that?
In other words, the Gemara had a havamina when it said kol v'mar v'reach ein bo mishum me'ila. But the Gemara proves from the sugya of Avodah Zorah, what happens is that the Ovdei Avodah Zorah would burn their incense. And you're not allowed to smell and enjoy the benefit of that incense. So the Gemara says, apparently, when it comes to Yisuri Hanah, smelling is considered a violation of Yisuri Hanah. The Gemara makes the equation that in Hegdesh, there will be Me'ila when you smell the Hegdesh, the Ketores, whatever the case is. So the Gemara takes, at the end of the Gemara, the Maskana is that we take Reach out of the Klal of Kol Umara, we leave Kol Umara in, and we take Reach out, and there is Me'ila. So the Noda B'Yehuda in his Tzlach is not justified. He's building castles in the sky on a Havamin in the Gemara, that Reach is included together with Kol Umara. But the Maskana of the Gemara rejects that. So we have this brilliant Chiddush of the Tzlach, but it just doesn't hold water because the Tzlach is building himself on a Havamin. Now this is going to force the Avnei Nezer to come up with a whole new explanation as to why we need a pasuk, kol an hashem talka, for the bracha on Reach. It has nothing to do with the fact that there's no Me'il in Reach, because in fact there is Me'il in Reach. In Yirtzeh Hashem, if we get a chance, we'll go through the Rambam, and we'll see that the Rambam in Hilchos Me'ila writes that paskins that there is Me'il in Reach. So we have to find another answer to the Tzlach's question. Yeah, go ahead, Joe.
I'm sorry, but maybe I'm misunderstanding it. The Me'ila, what you're doing is the burning of it is on the incense that's being burnt. As a result, it's not the Reach.
No, I don't burn the Ketores. I smell the Ketores. So
I understand, but he's saying that it's a byproduct because of the Mila, which you from using the Ketores, burning the Ketores. That's what it sounds like, what the Avnei Nezer say.
But I'm not sure.
It's a byproduct. He's putting these two things together. Maybe you don't have. In other words, right? The smell is one thing. The burning of the incense is another. He's putting them together. They're saying that the Mila from the smelling is connected to the burning, and therefore that's where the Mila is coming from. The Tzlach not even talking about the burning. He's just talking about the Reach itself.
Again, Joe, the Sugyim Psochem is not talking about the burning. They're burning the Ketores in the Mizbeach, in the Mizbeach HaZov. I walk by the Mizbeach HaZov, and I breathe in the smell. Like I walk by the idol, the temple for our idol worship, the idolatrous temple, and I breathe in the smell. I'm not burning the incense. But if I smell and intake this odor for the sake of Hanah, then I violate, in the case of Avodah Zarah, an Isur Hanah, and in the case of Hegdesh, I violated Isur Me'ila. Hence, we're back to square one. When I smell the Atzei B'Samim, I should have to make a bracha. It could be you burnt the Atzei B'Samim, not me. But I came by, and I wanted to smell and enjoy the incense. So I have to make a bracha. Why do I have to make a bracha? The answer is because it's Me'ila. And also, Enos Me'olam Azeb Lo Bracha, because you violate Me'ila. Why does the Gemara say Minayin? So I just want to point out to you, Rabbi Osei, before we go on, I have two more very important things to tell you. But even before we move from the spot, the Avnei Nezer now comes up with a whole new explanation for the Minayim. And he says the following. That when Chazal established Birchas HaNenim, they had to decide what Hanah is chashuv, is considered significant, such that I have to make a bracha. They didn't say that any single hanah that has me'ila is automatically considered a mechayev of bracha. For example, we have something called rechitza. So he washes his body in chamin, in warm water. So he gets pleasure from the warm water that warms up his body. That would be me'ila in Hegdesh, but yet we don't make a bracha on rechitza b'chamin. And the answer is that there's certain specific hanos that were pinpointed and isolated by the Chachamim for the bracha. Not every hano requires a bracha. So there are many things in this world which I benefit from, and I don't have to make a bracha. Says the Avnei Nezer, what exactly is the parameter? What are the parameters of a hana that generates a bracha? And the answer is achila. Anything that's considered achila requires a bracha. Rechitza is not an achila, doesn't require a bracha. Shtia is an achila, and therefore it requires a bracha. Reach is a hana, but it's not achila. And if it's not achila, then it was never included under the Takanas Chachamim. Hence minayim. Minayim means we have to find a new source for Birchas HaReach. It cannot be under the general halacha of Hana, because Hana was only Hana Sachila, and Reach is not Hana Sachila. That's the Avnei Nezer. So again, the Avnei Nezer is operating with two premises. Premise number one is that not every Hana was included in the Chiyuv Bracha as the Rabbanan established it. Premise number two is that which hanos were included under the takana, the enactment of Chazal, to generate a chiyuv bracha? Only hanos achila. Anything that's included in hanos achila requires a bracha. If it's not included in hanos achila, it doesn't require a bracha. And I'll prove it to you, he says, from Rechitza. And probably could have given other examples as well. Therefore, in the case of Reach, which is not achila, we never found that Kol Meiriach Kilu Ochel, right? Shasiya is always considered Achila, but not Rechitza, and therefore not Reach. So Reach doesn't require bracha. That's what the Gemara wants to say. Minayin. So how do I know that there's a bracha on Reach? Boreatziv is some. It was a separate category that was derived from the pasuk Kol Neshama Talka. So we now have two explanations in the Gemara. Why does the Gemara ask Minayin? According to the Tzlach, because there's no Me'ilah. The Avnei Nezer can't tolerate that, because that was only a Havamin in the Gemara Pesachim. The Maskana is there is Me'ilah in Reach. But the answer is, if I don't have an answer to Minayin, then since it's not a Hanos Achila, it's not included in the Takana of Birchas Hanen. Okay, now let's see if we can possibly find an answer to defend the Tzlach. How could it be that the Tzlach was unaware of the Maskonas HaGemara? That's not shy. How could it be that Tzlach builds his case on a Havamina which was rejected? And the Havamina is Kol Maro V'Reach. Ain't by Mishum Me'ila. Maskon is called Vemara Ain't by Mishum Me'ila, but Reach Yesh by Mishum Me'ila. And that's up Kapaskin in the Rambam and Hilchos Me'ila. How could the Tzlach have made that boo boo? So we were Zoche to an answer in our generation. One of the contemporaries. His name is Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein. You've all heard of him. And he's a prolific writer, a son in law to Rav Eliyashiv. And you'll see on the bottom of page 3, Chashukei Chemet. That's the name of his sefer. Again, he has many, many svarim. Some of them, by the way, have been translated to English, but I don't know if this one has. And if you take a look, it's on the bottom of page 3, literally the last paragraph on page 3 on the left side. And he says the following. He says, what we need to do is read the Rambam very carefully in Hilchos Me'ilah. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Me'ilah, this you'll see in the last few lines in the previous paragraph that starts with the words Elo, Elo Lekayim, Elo Milashon. He says the following. The Rambam indicates that there is an Isur Me'ilah on Reach. And in Hilchos Brachos, the Rambam writes, if a person was Me'riach, a Reach Tov, and he didn't make a Bracha, it's called a Nenablo Bracha Ma. So the Rambam explicitly says with regard to Reach, that if he enjoys this smell, without making a bracha, he violates me'ilah. And if that be the case, yesh lahoyer al divrei Rabbeinu Atzlach, how could the Tzlach say that there's no me'ilah on reach? The Rambam, twice, in two places, codifies the halach of me'ilah on reach. One is in Hilchos Brachos, where he enjoys the reach without a bracha, he's ma'al, the Rambam says, and number two, in Hilchos Me'ilah. In the fifth chapter of Hilchos Me'ilah, the Rambam says the following, Kol umara v'reach shel hekdesh, lo nenim v'lo ma'alim. Bamedvar amurim, kishe hi riach haktores achar shetalatim rosso. Avolim hi riach haktores kishetalatim rosso moal. Let's see what goes on here. Remember, we spoke about two stages with regard to mugmar. Stage one is called kishetalatim rosso, which means the beginning of the process. Stage number two is li'achar sha'ola hatimores. The Rambam says the following. When is there me'ilah in reach, and when is there no me'ilah in reach? Is it kishetala timroso, which means the tchilas timroso, or is it li'achar shetala timroso? And here's where the Rambam makes the fundamental distinction. If he's being nene from the reach, kishetala timroso, as the reach is going up, meaning the smoke is going up, but the eitzim are still in existence, and it's the beginning of the process of tala timroso, then the Rambam says there is me'il and reach, but mishetala timroso liachar shetala hatimores, and now he's benefiting from the pillar of smoke, that's not me'ilah. So now we can reinterpret the Tzlach. Now we can begin to understand what the Tzlach has in mind. According to the Tzlach, there's no me'ilah on reach per se. The me'ilah has to be on guf ha-hegdesh. So take a look at the last 2.5 lines here on the page. He says, L'kach tzarech pasuk miyuchad. How does the Tzlach justify that we need a special pasuk calling Hashem talka? We need it for the case of reach. Li'achar shetala timroso. If it was a case of kishetala timroso, the tchilas atala, then enochinami. We don't need a pasuk for that because yesh me'ilah bereach. But if it's li'achar shetala timroso, do we make a bracha? Well, there's no me'il at that point. The Tzlach is absolutely right. So when the Avnei Nezer quotes the Maskonis HaSugim Psochim that there is me'ilah and reach, and the Rambam codifies that in Hilchos Me'ilah, that's only betchilas timroso, but not li'achar shetala timroso. Because the me'ilah is only kisha me'riach beguf ha'besomen. Now the Tzlach has a new chiddush. And that's where the Gemara derives from Kol Neshama Talka, that even Li'achar Shetala Timroso, where he's not being nene from the Guf HaBesomim, because the Besomim have already gone up in smoke, he nevertheless needs a bracha. And if we put this Tzlach, the way that the Chashuke Echevet is interpreting it, together with the Rashi and Tosus that we began with today, then we see that there's a Gevaldige Chiddush here in the Bracha of Reach. And that is that even Mishetala Timroso, which Rashi identifies and Tosus does as well, that it's already Nisrafu HaEitzim, nevertheless he has to make a bracha. And the Chiddush here is that he makes a Borei Atzei B'Somim, even though there are no Atzei B'Somim in front of him, which again was the Ritva's argument against Rashi and Tosus. But be that as it may, if we accept Rashi and Tosus, then it comes out that the bracha on reach is generated by the timraso of the reach, even though there's no guf ha-reach, because the guf ha-reach, the eitzim are kvar nisrafu v'eina be'en, and nevertheless he has to make a bracha. And again, if you take a look at the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, when he speaks about Me'ilah, he says, V'chein em he'riach reach tov, v'nenemimenu, below bracha, is ma. He just says, he'riach reach tov. The Rambam doesn't say that he's over Me'ilah because the Gufa Eitzim are still in existence. The Rambam says he has to make a bracha on that Noah. And if he doesn't make a bracha on that Noah, then he violates the Isur Birchas Hanenim. So this is a Gevaldig Chiddush. And this Chiddush is that even though in Hilchos Me'ilah you would not be in violation of Hilchos Me'ilah because it's already Nisrafua Eitzim V'liacha Shetala Timra, so nevertheless from the Timra itself you have to make a bracha. Wow. I don't know if you're excited about this. I learned the Gemara about Reach, and it didn't smell too good to me. I mean, it smelled great, but I didn't see any great insights in the sugya of Reach. You know what I mean? But honestly, my body shakes over here because when I begin to see how the pieces of the puzzle are fitting together over here, I mean, the Avnei Nezer thought that he accused the Tzlach of being totally aware of a sugya. The Tzlach quotes a Havamin in the sugya. But the answer is that Tzlach is very much on board here. He's to the point over here. He's on the ball because the Maskoras HaSugya is that there is Hanas Reach and Me'ilah, but only if it's Miguf HaHegdesh, only if the Eitzim are still intact. But Mishetalatim Rosa, there ain't no Me'ilah, and that's the Gevaldige Chiddush here of our Gemara, and the Rambam codifies it by calling it Hanas Reach Tov. That you have to make a brach on Reach even without the Eitzim, and even where there would not be a Me'ilah, because of the Hano itself. But Rabosai, we're not finished, because now we have a Sefer called Tziyunim LeTorah, which you'll see on page 3. And this is Rav Yosef Engel. Rav Yosef Engel lived about 100, maybe 120 years ago. And you could probably make a few Einsteins from his mind. He was mamish an absolute genius. So this is on the top of your page 3. By the way, before I forget, I'm sorry to distract, but I heard that maybe David Spiegel had some sort of an accident or something. So, you know, I tried to... Yeah. How's he feeling? Is he better?
Slowly.
So, you know, just tell him that I'm missing him, you know, and I wish him...
He just can't sit for any amount of time.
So I, you know, wish him a refuah shleima, and, you know, he's missing. Anyway, so getting back to Rav Yosef Engel, Rav Yosef Engel discovered what I would consider like a pearl. You know, he mamish found a beautiful pearl that changes our whole understanding of Birchas HaReach. And he says the following, and we'll see how he develops this based on the Rosh. Maybe, you know what? Maybe before I let the cat out of the bag, let's talk about the Rosh. What did the Rosh say, and what did Rav Yosef Engel see? Worlds of revolutionary worlds that are in the depths of this Rosh. The Rosh writes that with regard to all brachos, let's say, for example, Asher Kidshanu Mitzvosav Etzivanu Al Netilas Lulav. So we have a principle called Yotza Motzi. I already took my lulav. I already made my bracha, but yet I can recite the bracha on your behalf because you haven't yet fulfilled your chiv bracha. Says the Rosh, the exception to this rule is Birchas HaNenim. So let's say, for example, I already recited Hamotzi lechem in aretz, or bori pri agaf, whatever the case may be, and now you're about to eat bread, then the law is, according to the Rosh, You have to make the bracha yourself. Says the Rosh, why? Because ein bibirchaso koach lahatir hegdesh shu aser lechavero. In other words, as far as you're concerned, you already made your bracha on the lechem. It's no longer hegdesh for you. He wants to be matir, his hanom in olam hazeh, his iser hegdesh, that he has to do himself. I can't be matir, his iser hegdesh.
So again,
the Rush says the fine. There's a fundamental difference between birchas hamitzvah and birchas hanenin with regard to the principle of yotza motzi. Yotza motzi, I can be motzi with a birchas hamitzvah, even though I fulfilled my obligation. I long ago made the bracha and I took the lulav, whatever it might be. I can make the bracha for you, but not in birchas hanenin. If I already made my hamotzi, I will not recite hamotzi on your behalf. That's the shita of the Rush. And the Rush explains it based on this concept called Me'ila and Hegdesh. The purpose of the bracha is to be matir the Iser Hegdesh. And when it comes to being matir the Iser Hegdesh, if I have Hegdesh, I can be matir the Iser Hegdesh. And that's what I did when I made my Hamotzi Lechem in Haaretz. But I can't be matir your Iser Hegdesh. That you have to do yourself. Oh, what about Birchas HaReach? I already made my bracha on the Reach. And now, you want to smell something. Can I make the bracha on your behalf and apply the principle of Yotza Motzi? Well, if you would have woken me up in the middle of the night, I would say absolutely not. According to the Rosh, Birchas HaNenim, there's no Yotza Motzi. Says Rav Yosef Engel, that's not true. That's true with regard to all Birchas HaNenim. And the Rosh says it with regard to HaMotzi and Bari Pri HaGof, but not with regard to Reach. In the case of Reach, I can make the bracha for you even though I already made it for myself. And Yotza Motzi. Says Rav Yosef Engel, why? Because of the Tzlach. The Tzlach says that Birchas Reach doesn't fit into the category of Birchas HaNenim because there's no Me'ila. Okay, let's talk about Liachar Shetala Tim Russell, for example, correct? Me'ela, what's the nature of the Bracha? Kol HaNeshama Tahal Ka. What does that mean? That's not a Birchas HaNenim. That's not coming to be matir Me'ila because there is no Me'ila in Reach. The purpose of the Brach is what's called a Birchas Shevach V'Odoya. When it comes to Birchas Shevach V'Odoya, the halacha is Yotza Motzi. I can recite a Bracha on your behalf even though I already made the Bracha. So for example, let's say Hallel, right? So there's a mitzvah Hallel, a Birchas Shevach V'Odoya. You know, there's a whole sugya about Ra'amim and lightning and thunder and all sorts of Birchas Shevach V'Odoya. I can make that bracha for you even though I made it already myself. Why? Because the svara that I can't apply the principle of Yotza Motzi is applicable in Hegdesh, in the Isur Me'ila. When the purpose of the bracha is to be Matir Hegdesh, I can't make the bracha on your behalf. You have to make it on your own behalf to be matir your hegdesh. But if the bracha is a birchas hamitzvah or a birchas hashevach v'odoya, then yotza motzi. I can make the bracha on your behalf. The Mela says Rav Yosef Engel, listen carefully, that the birchas reach is a different category. It doesn't come under the category of being matir hegdesh because ein bireach mi'ila. Ah, so what's the tzlach? Birchas Reach. It's not a Birchas HaNenim, but rather it's a Birchas Shevach V'Odoya. And therefore, if it's a Birchas Shevach V'Odoya, it falls into the general rule of Yotza Motzi. Brilliant. But he doesn't stop here. Unbelievable. We have a principle.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Doesn't the Birchas HaReach also happen at the element of Hanah?
Not according to the Tzlach. It depends where you're going. Rabbi Yosef Engel is building his whole case on the Tzlach. No, you can argue with the tzlach, but we're going with the tzlach.
No, I'm saying we see that certain brachas, whether it's shavuot vaydah or mitzvahs or hanah, that there's sometimes a mixture of two things going on within the same thing. So I would say birchas hareach, I don't know that they would deny that there is an element of hanah there.
Correct, but again, what is hanah? Hanah means shevach. Thank Hashem for giving you the hanah. In the case of me'ilah, there's an additional element above and beyond birchas hashevach that you need the bracha to be matir me'ilah. You know, it's like kesef pidyon. Instead of paying a pidyon to be poda hegdesh, you give a bracha, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts the bracha as pidyon. So it's not enough to just say, well, I have to be meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he gave me this unbelievable, pleasurable experience. No, I have to go beyond that. I need the bracha as a matir to remove the iser me'ilah. That element does not apply, says the tzlach, in the case of reach. There is no me'ilah in reach. So I don't need a birchas hamatir. So the me'ilah falls back into the general category of a birchas hashevach. Says the Rosh, in birchas hamatir, to remove me'ilah, there's halacha that there's no yotzeh motzi. That undermines. Okay, if you have the extra element of a matir above and beyond shevach, then ein hachinami, everybody has to make their own bracha. I can't do it for you. To be matir the iser hegdesh. But in a case where I strip the bracha of its extra element of me'ilah, then we go back into the general halacha of birchas hashevach and yotzeh motzi. An unbelievable nafkemina in the shitas harosh. That the shitas harosh, that I can't be matir the bracha for you, the iser me'ilah for you, that applies to every birchas hanen with the exception of reach. Pretty wild, Rav Yosef Engel. But listen how he takes this a step further. The Marsha says that we have a principle. Again, I always remember Rav, you know, how Rav Weber would call it Sabal. I don't know. That somehow it stuck into my brain. You know, until I got to Toronto, to Clanton Park, I had never heard Sabal. I mean, to me, Sabal was, I knew the Schleppers. You know? So, I don't know. I guess maybe in Chaim Berlin, where Rav Weber learned, they called it Sabal. Sofek brachas lahakil. Now, the Marsha has a very unique approach. And many other Achronim seem to agree with the Marsha, and that's the Rebbe Kivager, and possibly it's a Shitas HaRi in Tosfos, right? I'll just tell you quickly where the Ri appears. On Daf Yud Beis, you may remember that the Gemara has a suffix. Let's say you thought you were holding on to a cup of wine, and you made the bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, you're about to say Baruch Pri Hagaf, and then you took a second peek, and what did you see? It wasn't wine, it was beer. Here in Israel, it's very shy, because we have something called black beer. So if you know, black wine and black beer, I know I made this mistake many times. I thought I was drinking wine, but it turned out to be beer. Which I hate beer. But let's say if you drink white wine, many times beer looks like white wine. So if you have a minute to drink white wine, but somebody fooled you and put beer in your cup, so he started the bracha al manas to finish it with Bar Priya Goffin, and then he caught himself, and he says, Shahakol Diya Bidvar. So the Gemara has an Ibaya Delo Ifshita, the Gemara doesn't come to any conclusion. So the Ri in Tosfos says, after quoting the Rif, Sofik Brachas Lahakil, the Ri says no. You have to be machmir. He's going to have to make another bracha. So I'll affect the shayla. Rabbi Kivager asked the question there in Chilion Yashas Daf Yud Beis. What happened to Sofik Brachas Lahakil? Says Rabbi Kivager, this is all based on a marsha, that when do we say Sofik Brachas Lahakil? When there's no Isur Me'ilah. But when there's an Isur Me'ilah, then we have to go L'chumra. Because what are you going to tell me? You were Yotzei the bracha? Yeah, right, it's very common. I don't remember if I made a bracha. So what do I do? So, if you look at Mishnah Berurah, he'll tell you, go ahead and eat without a bracha. If you can find someone who has to make the bracha, he should be yotzei with his bracha. But, according to the Ri Baal HaTosfos, whenever you have an Ebailo Ifshita Birchas HaNenim, you'll have to make another bracha. Why? Because Aso Lehenos, it's a Suffolk Isa. Says Rav Yosef Engel, what would I do in a case of Suffolk Birchas HaReach? Are you going to apply the principle of Safek Lachumra, which is the Ri, the Marsha, and Rabbi Kiveger that we have to say, well, he's being nene below bracha. Yes, the answer is, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, suffik brachas lahakel. Go ahead and smell away without a bracha. Why? Because it's a birchas hasheva. It doesn't have the extra element of the isra hano. If I need the bracha to be mater hano because of the isra me'ila, then el chinami suffik bracha lahachmir, according to this sheet, to this school of thought. But if there's no element of me'ila, which is the tzlach's breakthrough here in Reach, then what I'm left with is a birchas shevach vodoy. There's no element of a birchas hamatid to remove me'ila. If that be the case, then suffik brachas lahakil. He doesn't stop here either. I'm going to let you go, Joe. I know you're in a rush, but let me just try to add one more last paragraph. Beautiful. He has a Hagos HaShri. The Hagos HaShri writes that with regard to Birchas HaMitzvah, we have a principle called Over LaSiyasa. So I shook the lulav, and all of a sudden I remember, oh, I forgot to make a bracha. Too late. However, the Hagos HaShri says, that's only as far as Birchas HaMitzvah is concerned. And he cannot make the bracha after the mitzvah. However, he says, "Bisa'uda she'asur lehenos v'yirolam azeh b'lo bracha, kevan di'avar v'yachal." He says, just one second, let me get this straight, l'chalik bin birchas kiyum ha-mitzvah, shim lo birech. Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. I know I get nervous when I'm on the clock is ticking away, and it's very. The Hagos HaShri says the opposite. Again, he's against all the poskim, but he's a Rishon, and he says that if you didn't make the bracha before the mitzvah, then you can make the bracha not on the Maisa mitzvah but on the Kiyuma mitzvah. And he has a raya from Tvila of a Tame that the Gemara says in Psachim that he makes the bracha after the Tvila. So he has some sort of precedent, some sort of peg to hang his hat on, that in Birchas HaMitzvah you can make the bracha after the mitzvah. Now how long after the mitzvah? You have to see that Hagos HaShri and all the details. However, he says, Bisa'uda, the Asa Lehenos Mi'olam HaZeh B'lo Bracha, Kevan de Avar v'Ochal, he violated the Isur Hanah, and he already ate. Higia kvar lebracha chrona. He says now he's up to bracha chrona. He wants to make a bracha rishona. As far as the bracha rishona, hold the idche idche. That's the lashon Hagos HaShri. He was doche and it's nidche. That's all. So it comes out like this: that in Birchas Hanenim, which is a matir, if you already had the benefit, you already had the anomi olam hazeh, there's no possibility of being matir the anolam afreya. You already violated the isur. Oh, says Rav Yosef Engel, but the exception is going to be birchas hareach if you hold like the tzlach. Because birchas hareach is not a matir, but rather it's a birchas hashevach. And if it's a birchas hashevach, the whole logic of the Hagos HaShri falls to the wayside, because he's saying that you've already had the Anah, so there's no point to the Bracha, because the Bracha is coming to be Matir the Anah. You already had the Anah, and there's no Matir l'mafreya. But in the case of Reach, according to Tzlach, that the Yisr of Kol HaNenim and Olam HaZeh B'lo Bracha doesn't apply to Reach, because there's no Me'il in Reach, and it's pure Birchas HaShevach V'Odoya, then he wants to say that after the Reach, you would make the Bracha, according to the Hagos HaShri. Fascinating, Rav Yosef Engel.
Wow.
And perhaps in the light of this insight of Rav Yosef Engel, we could understand the difference between the Rishonim as far as the bracha she'in lo ikar, which we had a machlokus Rishonim, if you remember, between Rashi and Tos on the one hand, and the Ritva and the Ra'a on the other hand. Reach she'in lo ikar. According to Rashi, according to Tos, the Rambam seems to agree, there's a birchas ha-reach as a birchas hashevach. And if it's a birchas hashevach, then that bracha was established on the hanah that you have from the reach. And even if it's a reach shein bo ikar, nevertheless, you still have the hanah. But if you're going to tell me that the bracha is a birchas hanenim, as the Ritva would insist, then you have to be nene from the actually, on second thought, I'm sorry, I caught myself in the middle, the bracha of Shevach might be on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation. I have to have in front of me the Heftza of the Besamim, and that would be Yesh Lo Ikar, Reach Sheyesh Bo Ikar. In the case of Reach Sheyesh Bo Ikar, perhaps I could have a bracha on the Hano itself as a Birchas HaShevach. So if it's, I'm sorry, as if it's a Birchas HaMatir, it could be that there's logic to say that I have to be Matir the Hano per se. The focus and the Mechayiv is the Hano. Maybe the Hano, even if Ein Bo Ikar, should be a Hano independent of the Ikar. And that's Mechayiv me a Birchas HaNenin. Whereas if I would say it's a Birchas HaShevach, one could ostensibly argue, although it doesn't have to be so, that the Shevach is on the Eitzim, and that's the Bracha Borei Atzei Besamim. In the absence of the Eitzim, I could have a Birchas HaMatir on the Hano, but I wouldn't have a Birchas HaShevach on the Eitzim themselves. Perhaps you can go in that direction. Yesh La'ayin Bazeh. And finally, let's talk about a birchas shahakol niyav bidvaro on reach. Would you be yotzi b'dievet? Tosus on daf mem gimel amid aleph, which we have right here on page 1. Tosus divra maschil v'al hadas, which is the second tosus on the page. Tosus writes that misha holech bebayis sheyesh sham besomim v'yesh sham mine besomim shemiriach benu mesafkalei imi min. Eitz omi min adamahu. So he doesn't know exactly where this reich is coming from. Is it coming from an eitz or from some vegetable? Yesh mefarshes mevarech shakol nia bedvaro. The al kulam and birech shakol yotza. Barav Rabbeinu Moshe mikotzi ohaya omer shivarech borei mine besamim. And the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reish Tezayin, you'll see it on page 4, Paskins like Rav Moshe Mikotzi. The Mishnah Berurah says that this machlokas achronim, what would be b'dieved if he made the bracha shakol nia bidvaro? So it could be that the machlokas here would depend upon the nature of birchas hareach. That if it's a birchas hashevach, then perhaps you could say that the Shevach is related to specifically the source that God created, and then maybe Shahako would not be applicable. If on the other hand it's a Birchas HaShevach, maybe it's more Klolistic and would include Shahako Nibidvaro as a Bracha on any Hanos HaReach. Let's see if we can think about that. And the bottom line is that special status of Shahakol, where it says in Birek Shahakol Kulam Yotza, that principle applies to Birchas Hanenim. If I define Birchas Areach as a Birchas Shevach Vodoya, then the Birchas Areach would not be included in that principle of Shahakol, because Shahakol is on Birchas Hanenim. So that if I would take Shita Satosis that you could be Mavarach Shahakol on Besamim when you have the Suffolk, etc., that means that he understood that Birchas HaReach was a Birchas HaNenim. And as we said before, the Hano might apply even if it's a Dover She'ein Bo Ikar, and the Shahakol would now be meaningful. If on the other hand I define the bracha of reach as a birchas shevach vodoya, we don't find a parallel to shahako. We don't find shahako in birchas hashevach vodoya. You have to be mishabeach for the object itself and not for some general creation, because the birchas hashevach was established on that particular item that was created by the Ribbono Shel Olam. Okay, then we'll stop here.